escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Next Wednesday, Gillette Stadium, practice fields in the back. Training camp.
Oh, let's go.
Important things will be underway in Foxborough next Wednesday. But as Tom Curran did caution before he went on to tell us he's pretty much intrigued by training camp and what this team can be in the competition.
Nailed it.
The first few days are an extension of shorts, t-shirts. Don't expect, as Ted brought up in the past, don't expect goal line on the first day of training camp and like fullback running into middle linebacker and this crazy. No, you're going to see.
Get guys back into it.
Shorts and t-shirts, sure. One-on-ones. You'll see the line not being able to block because they're not in pads. It'll take till the following week. That's when you start banging. That's when you start really getting some action. But it is knocking on the door of football season. We are there. What are you smirking at?
Just your turn of phrase there.
What did I say?
You really start banging. You really start get some action.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's football, baby.
My mind's in the gutter, but it was just a funny turn of phrase. Continue.
I mean, there's a lot of those in football if you pay attention.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Some of the announcers.
They say penetration all the time on the defensive side of the ball.
I may have to go to a Patriots practice. I've never been.
Wow.
I think it would be fun, and I think it would, you know, give me some insight into the game.
You probably should. Yeah. It is a great take for somebody trying to get sort of behind the scenes. You know, if you have families, it is a great take. Bring the kids, sit on the hill, the bleachers, then autographs afterwards. It's free. You're not spending a boatload of money or anything to get out there. I would recommend it for anyone. And I do think, as Tom Curran alluded to, you're going to see an uptick in interest with the Patriots this year. I think there is some hope. As he said, they were not very well coached. They played poorly. They played dumbly over the last few years. Robert Kraft has called them the two worst years of his ownership. There are some more positive expectations. Also, that includes young players that people are excited about, intrigued by, whether it's a young cornerback who Fitzy believes might be a defensive player of the year candidate. He won't be.
Right.
But he could be.
Yeah.
Or
you'd like him to take a big step to being closer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
A franchise quarterback who you're hoping is a franchise quarterback that is going to wow you and take the next step in his non-linear development, I believe you dorks like to call it.
Sure. Yeah. It seems like this team is going to be easier to root for and easier to be proud of. Like it feels like they have.
Are you going to be proud of your football team?
Well, I mean,
that's as condescending a thing as I've heard on this station.
Well, I'm just saying, like it seems like they have a lot of guys that are going to work hard. They're going to be in a lot of close games, defense, ground and pound, things that'll make fans cheer, even though it may not be flashy and sexy.
If they don't, they won't be here.
Yeah,
I think that was when Mike Vrabel started, was like, entitlement, we're getting rid of that, some of that crap.
Right.
So I think
that's something that as a fan you'll be proud of, where last year I felt like the efforts weren't necessarily eliciting pride from Patriots Nation.
So there's definitely a building buzz, I think, toward football. Now, the Red Sox are kind of Heismaning that a little bit with the way they've played.
About damn time, by the way.
About a month ago, we were like, when's Patriots season? We're going to need that. I was like, we're going to be down there. Ted and I will be watching practice. We'll have lots. Now it's like, we got these 12 Red Sox games. We also have pay. It's nice. It's nice to have a couple things to keep your eyes on. I did. No one cares, but I did my due diligence. I sent the email. My credentials are underway, so nice. I can actually get in the building or the training camp area next week. But we wanted to talk about bounce-back seasons. ESPN wrote about this. Tom Curran just referenced one of the players, but not in a bounce-back sense. He's a guy that needs a bounce-back
because
he makes a lot of money and didn't make a lot of plays, and that's a bad scenario in a league with non-guaranteed contracts. But ESPN put together a list of bounce-back season players, top bounce-back candidates heading into the NFL 2025 season, and two Patriots are in the top 10 here. The first one, not really a Patriot before, but he's a new Patriot. Number 9, Stephon Diggs. He's more of a injury-based
bounce back. It's a physical bounce back.
Which I think is weird. This is sort of like my debate of what comeback player of the year is. I mean, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
He was having a good season, and he tore his ACL. If he doesn't tear his ACL, he catches 98 balls
or something. He was 7th in the NFL.
So what's he bouncing back from? An injury.
Right.
Okay. Like he.
It's like how Joe Flacco had to come back for being old and a member of the Jets when he won comeback player of the year.
Yeah. Which I think, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been a good wide receiver for 10 years in the NFL at a Pro Bowl, all-pro caliber level when he didn't tear his ACL and have to miss the second half of the season.
I mean, there's a pie in the sky ask that maybe he could bounce back to being a true number one wide receiver in the league, but I think it's very, very fair to say that those days are behind him. So I do think it just ends up being more, can he physically bounce back and be a contributor? And that's kind of what you have to hope for.
I don't think I've asked you about this, but like, what is your confidence? I don't know how confident I am in Stephon Diggs. I have to be honest. I know you're not supposed to admit that. Like, I'm either really confident or not confident at all. It's sports radio, Andy.
Give me like a zero to 10 or 1 to 10. 10 being the most confident.
I'm like a 5 right now.
Okay.
Because I keep mocking these aggregators and these videos that he put. Is it me or does Stephon Diggs look quick in these? And I'm like, he's running by himself. I don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
If he was beating Christian Gonzalez in these drills, I'd be like, oh, he's beating Christian Gonzalez. Just watching guys run through those little mini hurdles on a track or garbage cans or just do it on cones on a hill. No, I have no idea whether he looks quick or not. So I'm not sure what I think of him. I thought he looked good in person the mini camp days that I was down there. That's the one thing I will say. But even that sometimes is misleading because it's shorts and t-shirts football. It's passing camp. It's 7-on-7. It's whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Fitzy thinks he's going to catch 90 balls.
And I think that's crazy.
Okay.
I don't think your 5 out of 10 confidence level is wrong in the slightest. I mean, I know that he's, quote unquote, on track to be ready for week one, but what does that mean? What does that look like? I think the question has to become, well, how much are you asking of Stephon Diggs? If he's just a member of the gang and you have him and you have Williams and Pop Douglas takes a step, I think the more that Williams and Douglas take a step around him, the better I feel about Stephon Diggs being just a guy who can be an option, not the option for Drake May. But if it's going to be, hey, the rest of our wide receivers are not progressing and now all of these expectations are going on a guy coming off the injury past 30 years old, then I don't feel great about that in the slightest. So he's got to have a role, but not be the guy.
I'm looking for the email that I saved. Yes. So you know how they put out, BetOnline puts out a lot of individual player numbers?
Yeah, love them.
And I got one of those emails the other day for wide receivers and any pass catchers, actually. And only two Patriots are included in their group. Some teams have a boatload. They only had two Patriots that they put numbers on.
Steph and Hunter Henry?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs' number is 68.5 catches for 725.5 yards and 4.5 touchdowns.
What'd you make of that?
I think it's a good number.
Okay.
And I think it's a good season. Like, if he's around that number, I almost don't really care about the over and the under. Like, oh, he had 67. Am I going to be mad? No. If he has 69, is that awesome? Sure. But that, I think, is a more realistic expectation for a 30-something-year-old wide receiver coming off a torn ACL. And 4.5 touchdowns, I'd probably like that number to be a little bit higher.
Yeah, I'd like him to be a lot more, to be as reliable in the red zone as you can. Almost ignore the middle of the field, but once you get there, I need him to be active.
And so would you take the over or the under on just those numbers? Like, not that it necessarily matters, but 68.5 catches, 725.5 yards, 4.5 touchdowns.
I mean, I think I take the over on receptions. Your leaders last year, Henry and Pop Douglas, both had 66. So I think I'd like to take the over because I'd like them to be able to open up the passing offense. But touchdowns I need to take over. I'll take an under for receptions, but I need to take an over for touchdowns. I need there to be a certain level of efficiency when you need to score that you get from Steph Diggs, if
okay.
that makes sense.
We might as well look into the other number BetOnline offered up. You mentioned that it's Hunter Henry, 56 and a half catches, 575 and a half yards, also 4.5 touchdowns. I don't like the 4.5 touchdown number. I want that to be higher. I want that to be an over. I think he needs to be 6, 7, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
The other numbers I'm fine with because that's kind of what Hunter Henry is. He's a roll out of the bed.
Yeah.
50 catches, 500 yards, nice, solid, productive season. I do think he comes with a pre-made rapport to some degree with Drake May. And given all the uncertainty virtually everywhere else, if we're being honest, virtually everywhere, we don't know what Drake May is going to be working with.
Right.
He knows that if healthy, he's going to be throwing to Hunter Henry. He might be the best pass catcher on the team. Because even Travion Henderson, you can have upside hopes, but he's a rookie.
Hadn't played a game.
I give him the Efton Chisholm thing.
Yeah.
Wait till he puts his pads on before you start giving like upside numbers on what Travion Henderson is going to do. Whereas Hunter Henry, if he's healthy enough to line up for you 15, 16, 17 yeah. times over the season, I think we'll have 50 catches, 500 yards, and I'd like the touchdowns to be 6, 7, 8 rather than 4, 5, 6.
And that's so last year it was 66 receptions and 674 yards. I feel like your offense is in a better spot if you can say those numbers are less, if that makes sense, because he's not as needed, not as much of a I have to throw the ball to you.
Sure. I think that's fair. I mean, you're in a better spot just by the fact that Josh McDaniels is here
yeah.
and that you have Drake May going into his second season. Like, he's been there, done that, seen more there. Even if he doesn't take a year to jump, he has experience. Add that with Josh McDaniels. You are absolutely in a better spot. I do think you don't want to have to rely on Hunter Henry. If he's the
That's
go-to
what
guy,
I'm arguing, yeah.
that means nobody else stepped up. Steph Diggs isn't healthy. Steph
yeah.
Diggs isn't making plays. Kyle Williams is not some marquee, oh my God, third-round rookie that we've seen other teams get in the receiver draft, and now you finally got one. Travion Henderson's not making crazy plays. My guy, Pop Douglas, isn't having a Josh McDaniels slot receiver kind of year. I think you're right. You would like – I think this team at its best is probably a bunch of guys between 40 and 70 catches.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What, 700, 750 yards or, yep. or something like that. But then you have Henry who you can rely on in the red zone. You have Diggs who you can rely upon in the red zone. Maybe if Efton Chisholm makes it, he's your goal line quick pass kind of option. But yeah, I would be happier to see Hunter Henry be less of an option, because I think if he's once again at the top of your receiving stats at year's end, it just means your offense had such a low ceiling for what it could become. They'll be able to dink and dunk and move their way around, but it doesn't suggest to me, oh, you were explosive. Oh, Drake took a step. He was able to win you games this year. That kind of stat line doesn't suggest that to
okay,
me.
So Stephon Diggs, bounce back year, comeback year, whatever you want to call it. He's coming off an ACL. Otherwise, he'd be coming off a great season. And as one of the texters pointed out, he might still be in Houston if he was healthy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how much was injury-related or if they didn't love the Stephon Diggs experience. We had that comment from Josh McDaniels when he said, my brother worked there and he knows what it's like to be around him every
yeah.
day.
Or, didn't love that.
It was a vagary to that.
Yeah.
But definitely a bounce back, comeback, whatever you want to call it, surprise cut candidate for Tom Curran, Kyle Duggar, because he signed a 4-year, $58 million contract last year, struggled mightily all year long. Did have an ankle injury, high ankle sprain, sidelined him for a little bit, and then may or may not been the reason why he wasn't good. Obviously, high ankle sprains are a scary word for athletes and take a long time to come back from. I also think just in general, the safety position, how they're going to play it under a new regime with Mike Vrabel and the defensive coaches, what they're looking for. Because you had Bill Belichick that was pretty comfortable with big linebacker-like safeties. And I don't know if that philosophy will stay, because they have not replaced a guy like Devin McCourty. Since
right.
Devin McCourty left, they haven't. Now, maybe Epps is a little bit more in that direction, the addition this year. Maybe some of the corners or those guys with versatility play some more free safety. Because if you utilize a free safety, then you have some redundancy with Duggar and Peppers. And that could also be, well, we don't need two big box, hard-hitting linebacker-like safeties. So I do think Kyle Duggar is in a make or break season with his Patriots career.
I mean, it's almost impossible for him to get worse. And I read the number out a couple days ago as well when we were talking about those surprise cuts, but ranked 158th out of 171 qualifiers at the position last year.
Yikes.
That's not a starter. That's not your second string. That's a guy who you are cutting from your roster if that's the performance. But
absolutely,
I think you did so much this offseason to bulk up your secondary where there are going to be less opportunities for teams to kind of bully Duggar in your defensive secondary. And I think the healthier and the more just generally available that Peppers is, because he was missing his running mate for, what, half the season, if not more, while he was going through, you know, whatever he had to go through. I think the more that you can, the more depth that you've added, the more that you're able to insulate around him, the better I feel about him. Maybe not being a, you know, a league leader at his position, but definitely being serviceable and a guy who you can trust in a secondary that has had a lot of change and a lot of growth this offseason. A
lot of lists out there. So Duggar, bounce back player, sure, but we care more about the quarterback of the offense, not the quarterback of the defense,
sure,
which is the safety is called. Pete Schrager, pretty high on Drake May. Pete Schrager is talking up Drake May these days.
Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, these guys have been in the lab and working the last 12 months. They're both going to be shot out of a cannon. I think the delta, the matter of change between last year and this year is going to be enormous just on coaching staff alone.
I agree.
They'll figure themselves out. And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that. Yeah. Drake May is going to be the greatest recipient of two men who have devoted their entire football lives to coaching football, had that ripped away from them, and are now being put together to work with this young quarterback. Yeah. I can't imagine a better situation for Drake May.
So when you totally dismiss mistakes, it makes it easier to pump up a guy and say he's going to have a massive leap moving forward. Probably not a surprise after you hear that Pete Schrager put together his five players who will make the biggest leap in 2025.
Yeah.
Number five, Jalin Hyatt, the Giants wide receiver. Well, I don't know if you people have seen social media. Got yoked in the offseason.
Yeah.
Apparently hit the gym a little bit. Devontae Walker with the Ravens wide receiver. Calvin Austin, Steelers wide receiver. Michael Penix Jr.
Teddy's boy.
Second-year quarterback down in Atlanta, the starter.
Yep.
And number one on the list, another second-year quarterback who'll be starting for his team in his second season, Drake May. Are we putting too many expectations on Drake May? Feels like there's a lot of pressure. Like, he's going to be the biggest leap in the entire NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like that, not just quarterbacks.
It wasn't qualified or second-year players.
No. It's
just
biggest leap.
Players.
Anybody who's going to basically have a breakout season or become a superstar.
Yeah.
And we know at the quarterback position, there's a lot that goes into that. And we've talked about it. Will Campbell, right? He's your left tackle.
Yes.
Short arms. Is he a tackle? Don't know. Rest of the interior offensive line? Really don't know. Garrett Bradbury, is he going to play? Are the receivers better?
Yeah. Name a wide receiver who you know what they're going to be this season.
So as much as you may like Drake May, Pete Schrager, did you take into account the surrounding cast? Because I also have a lot of faith in Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel. They don't play. They're not at. They don't block. They don't catch. They can't really help Drake May. Josh can help him until whatever it is, 15 seconds left on the play clock.
Right.
Then Drake May's out there on an island with 10 other guys. Are those 10 other guys capable of him becoming the biggest leaper in the NFL in 2025?
I would certainly lean no.
Me too, and I like Drake May. I don't want to lean no.
Yeah.
I want to lean yes. I want to be like Schrager.
Right.
But I have some eyeballs, and I have some objectivity.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also a difference between he's not going to regress. He should be able to take a step. I think the moves that they made are enough where he should at least get better, unless he is incapable of handling being a quarterback for a full season in the NFL, which I don't think he is.
He will not regress.
No.
There's no way he's worse this year than he was last year. No way. I will say that is a 1,000% impossible fact that he will be better this year.
But people are going to turn around and say, oh, man, Drake May, leaps and bounds better, doubling, tripling his
the
expectations.
In the NFL.
That's
better. Biggest leap in the NFL.
I mean, I wish I felt like Drake or felt about Drake May like Peter Schrager does. I don't know if they like grew up on the same street or something.
It does feel
or
a little weird, doesn't it? A little personal. Like knows his agent.
The clip that Stiz played, which was from a right at the beginning when they first hired Vrabel and McDaniels, where he just ignores the interceptions. Forget about those. Don't worry about that. That's the biggest hole in his game.
Yeah.
And that's a glaring hole in his game. And I understand that some of them were drops and some of them were wide receivers, the, you know, bad supporting cast, not enough time, blah, 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 blah. Some of them were just him trying to play hero ball and being a gunslinger and throwing into double and triple coverage. That's stuff that you need to teach out of a guy before I'm willing to say that he's gonna take any kind of significant jump.
Before we go to trending, we got some breaking news from Adam Schefter via Joe Braverman. No, we don't need the sounder because it's not Patriots related, but it is NFL related. ESPN sources, according to Schefter, Steelers star T.J. Watt has become the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history for the second time in his illustrious career, reaching the agreement today on a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed.
Like, when J.J. Watt and T.J. Watt go out to dinner, who pays? Like, they're both loaded. They both yeah. got these massive $100 million contracts. I think it's going to be T.J. now, though, because he signed another big one, while J.J. is just, like, broadcaster, making pretty good money.
Yeah.
And he only signed, I think, one really big one with Houston.
But either way, they never get to play the credit card roulette game that we played at Hobson's and have any fun with it.
That's true. Awesome.
Whoever gets picked, they're like, oh, cool, another drop in the bucket.
Right. For them, it's either great I pay or great I don't pay, don't really care, won't even notice it. It's a line item on, like, my $1 million credit card bill that month.
Where's the fun in that? But you got to sweat it out a little bit.
T.J. Watt getting paid. You know who likes to see that? Micah Parsons, as he waits to do his deal with the Dallas Cowboys, who will probably one-up T.J. Watt and become the highest paid defensive player in the history of the NFL. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Rob Gronkowski talks. We listen here on WEEI Afternoons. He has some expectations for Mike Vrabel and the Patriots that he shared with Good Morning Football. He'll share it this afternoon with you. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of Game 1 is at 2:20 p.m. Lucas Giolito is set to start for the Sox. Boston begins the second half with road series against the Cubs and Phillies before returning home to host the Dodgers next weekend. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Revolution fell to the New York Red Bulls yesterday night, 5-3. They return home to Gillette to host Orlando City SC on Saturday night at 7:30. In Patriots news, cornerback Christian Gonzalez was ranked the sixth best corner in ESPN's top 10 positional rankings for the 2025 season. And from around the league, the Washington Commanders are signing veteran defensive end Von Miller to a one-year contract. And finally, the 153rd Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club. Quick look at the leaderboard, and you once again have five players that are tied atop the leaderboard at 4 under par, headlined by Matt Fitzpatrick and Harris English. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous colossal or hot buttered lobster roll, and you'll get a free 3-course meal upgrade this weekend only. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons, in the midst of our 4 o'clock football hour. 781 chimes in on the text line. If May has more interceptions than touchdowns after 4 games, what do you do?
Panic.
Hit the panic button.
Yeah.
Bitch about it for 4 straight hours, 5 days a week on WEEI Afternoons. I mean, that would be a disaster.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of that happening, Andy? Give me your percentage.
10%. It's very low, not just because, A, I think he's pretty good, and I don't think the schedule's that hard.
Yeah.
But also, although there is some good defense on that schedule.
I was going to say, I
he
feel
faces
like
he Max Crosby and TJ, doesn't he face TJ Watt?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's
too?
In that, yeah.
So the two highest paid defensive players for like 5 minutes this offseason.
Right, and Will Campbell's, that's his welcome to the NFL moment as well. I don't think this is that crazy. I think 10%'s low.
Josh McDaniels will not let him throw a boatload of interceptions. He'll put the ball away. They'll run. They'll just run screens. They won't let him. He will castrate him.
That's also implying that he's going to throw a boatload of touchdowns, which I'm not necessarily sure that this offense is going to be capable of doing at the beginning. There's a lot of moving parts in this offense that they need to sort out.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I know.
Once fought Ted Johnson very, very vociferously.
Would love to watch that.
When you fought Ted?
Yeah, and I won.
That's why he's not here.
Although he could be listening on the Odyssey app.
Are you out of your mind?
I would urge anybody that isn't able to listen on their car radio or at home or on their smart speaker, you can use the Odyssey app.
And the iHeart app.
And the iHeart app.
We're everywhere.
WEEI Afternoons podcast. But that would be a little bit, that would be bad. That'd be concerning. It would also potentially make for some awkward Mondays when we're doing the Drake interview.
Definitely calling in then.
Oh, yeah.
He's not sitting on the couch for those.
If he's got more picks than interceptions, no chance we are sitting down together at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
No chance. But Rob Gronkowski doesn't think that's a possibility. He's got a lot of confidence, it seems. Not only is he an expatriate, he's now still an analyst. He also does the Dudes with Dudes. He's going on Good Morning Football. He's making the rounds. So Rob Gronkowski, how's he feeling about Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots? Well, you don't have to wonder much longer. He's going to tell you.
Yes, well, I think Mike Vrabel is doing an excellent job so far. I mean, you really can't question any of the moves that he has done.
Pause.
Jeez. My God.
You can not question
it. Thank you.
I can question it. It's kind of my job. Like, I question some of the moves. I think I question whether they did enough at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, because they barely did anything at the wide receiver position.
You got Stephon Diggs. You didn't get DK Metcalf. You haven't gotten Terry McLaurin. Like, I can absolutely question things you did. Do you have enough depth or talent on the offensive line? You got Will Campbell.
Right.
What if Will Campbell stinks or Will Campbell's a guard? Who's playing left tackle?
You kind of got bargain bin offensive linemen.
Yeah. What if Morgan Moses looks like he's 34 with a bad knee? Who's playing right tackle?
Oh, you mean the things that are true about him?
Yeah.
Got it.
So you can't question it, maybe, Rob, but I can question it. Proceed.
Any of the moves that he has done this year in free agency and in the draft, I think they smacked it out of the park. What we really got to see now is how Coach Vrabel can bring this team together so they can have that chemistry to go out and play together as a team and go out there and win games and possibly have a shot at making the playoffs and winning the division. And if not winning the division, at least getting a wild card so they can compete in the playoffs. That's what he has to do. He has to bring this team together. together, because all the moves in the offseason have been done in the draft and free agency. Maybe they're going to make another splash, you know, before the trade deadline, because they have about $50-60 million left in spending. So they're going to maybe go out and make a trade to see, you know, to amp up a position that they need, that they need to progress at, you know, throughout the season. But other than that, he has been doing such a great job, and you can't really question him yet. And you got to just see how he does once the season hits.
Man. How many times are you going to tell me you can't question him?
Goodness.
You can question him. Also, you kind of questioned him. You know, and then they can use the salary cap that they didn't spend this offseason to make the team better and go ramp up some positions they didn't ramp up enough. That sounds like a veiled shot at a question about the head coach and the GM and what they did to make the team better this offseason.
It was shrouded in optimism, but yeah, there was a little bit of pessimism even for him. And I mean, he's there are so many different pieces that he has to bring together with this organization in a relatively short amount of time. And something you've talked about too, it goes far beyond the roster, because we know that there are a lot of, you know, there was over 50% roster turnover, whatever the number was that Mike Reese talked about.
Just under 50%, I think.
Okay. Bringing the coaching staff together and finding the level of communication under and with Josh McDaniels on offense so that there's not too many cooks in the kitchen. That's another factor in all of this.
But the coaching staff is better than the team. Is
oh,
that fair
for
to say?
Sure, absolutely.
Like, even if I have questions about too many cooks in the kitchen, I prefer that question to not enough talent on the field. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'd rather have four wide receivers and be like, I don't know who's going to get the ball the most. Who's the number one? Are they going to have a problem feeding all those mouths? I'd rather have that problem than saying, does this team have any good wide receivers?
Right.
And that's where they are. Whereas coaches, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of voices in that offensive team meeting room. But that's potentially a good thing. Like, there's an upside to that, even if it comes with some stress for Josh McDaniels, managing it all, pulling it all together. So, yeah, there is no doubt this is a more talented coaching staff than it is roster, right?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. And there's also a number of guys who have been in the Vrabel coaching tree prior, so they should have a previously established language and understanding of how they work and all the different things that are important. And Vrabel and McDaniels obviously know each other very well. As Schrager was talking about, they spent the last 12 months game planning. What are the 2025 Patriots going to look like?
Yeah.
So that's an element of it, but you're 100% right. Compared to the bringing the roster together, the coaching staff should be a non-factor.
This is a question that Ted would love if I asked it this way, but he's not here today, so you get it, Dan Ball.
All right. You know, me and him, spitting image.
What is the best thing that Mike Vrabel has done since he arrived in New England? And I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Oh. Wow. And asked in true Andy Hart fashion.
Yep.
The best thing that Mike Vrabel has done since getting to New England. I mean, he's done a lot. Is it hire Josh McDaniels?
No, that's really good. That's a good answer. That might be my answer.
Yeah.
It's a good answer. Coaching staff, putting it together.
Yeah.
That could be the answer. Taking the obvious guy at left tackle at four might be an answer. Stiz, do you have an option?
What about just changing the culture?
Okay.
I know that's a little more abstract and not as, you know, tangible, but I do feel like the culture is different now.
It is, and you're close to getting what I believe is the real answer. Because there is something that bothered me mightily about the Gerard Mayo error here in New England.
Oh, he said nothing.
Nope. Oh, that's different. Nope.
He hasn't said anything walkbackable.
Gerard Mayo put up a mural at Gillette Stadium with a North Star and a picture of himself, and Robin Glazer was involved with it. That whole thing.
So bizarre.
You know what Mike Vrabel officially did last week?
Tell me he took it down.
The mural is gone. I have been told that stupid mural, that was a bad idea from day one.
Playoffs are on the table.
That mural was symbolic not of the positive future of the Patriots, but the debacle that they were living through last season.
Yeah.
I was told that the mural is gone.
Jeez.
So it is now Mike Vrabel is full speed ahead. And Mike, don't put up a mural of yourself or anything like that. Just, I don't know, paint the wall white.
Yeah.
Put like a Patriots logo on it.
Yeah, nice asylum white. Yeah,
whatever.
That seems to be
something
perfect.
Historic. If you want to do something history related, I don't know, a picture of the old Foxborough Stadium, whatever. But you did the most important thing. You covered that mural up, because I think that bothered me more, A, than almost anyone else.
Yeah.
And maybe B, more than it should have. But I hated that mural from the first day I heard. I couldn't believe it was being offered up and promoted as a good thing or a good idea.
Yeah, that's a weird move.
And now freaking
a PR win.
And now everybody's using it. Brad Stevens has been referencing it, right? His North Star, North Star around here. Stop it with your North Stars, because that makes me think of Gerard Mayo. You have a championship. You were a good coach. You're a good president. Stop saying things about the worst regime that's come through here in a while in New England.
Well, North Star is a common sports refrain. Just leave it to Gerard Mayo to somehow screw up what is one of the easiest metaphors you can use in sports.
He ruined it. Man. And certainly ruined it by putting a mural of himself on the wall at Gillette Stadium. So
Has a Boston, was this worse than Bobby Valentine's 1 year in Boston, now that we learn more about the 1 year Gerard Mayo experience?
I don't know. That was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
This one was years in the making and was kind of predetermined, where it seemed like I don't know what the thought process was behind Bobby Valentine.
Okay, so that is a great point. That is why this is worse.
Yeah.
This was sort of a plan. That was a scramble, it felt like.
The absence of a plan.
That was like the Knicks, in a way, that scrambled after they screwed up the head coach that they just should have kept, and Thibodeau, who the players hated, whatever went down there.
Yeah.
But they had this plan. Like, Gerard Mayo was the guy. Gerard Mayo knew he was the guy. Gerard Mayo should have been ready to hit the ground running with coaching staff and culture and whatever.
Not murals. Or better murals.
Or better murals. If it included murals, just have better murals. So that was an absolute debacle. That whole mural was just, to me, symbolic of everything that was wrong with that 1 year. And the one person I give credit for, the one person who kind of screwed it up by hiring him, also realized he had to fix it very quickly.
Yeah.
So Robert Kraft, you made the mistake, but we all make mistakes. The first thing you got to do is stop digging to get out of a hole. You stopped digging very quickly. You buried Gerard Mayo and you moved on with Mike Vrabel. So I give you credit for that.
I mean, I remember the conversation, because this was when I first got here, was I think the expectation was he would get another season just for the fact that there wouldn't be the admittance that, oh my God, we screwed this up beyond repair. We have to get rid of him. I feel like the common refrain up until that last win against the Bills, or even let's say up until the bye, was, oh yeah, he's going to get another shot.
Yeah, I think he thought he was going to get another shot until he found out. Now, when he found out, stories I've heard, did he find out the day before, and that's played a role in how everything played? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I think for the bulk of the season, and then you have some of the reporting from Callahan and others, that they started to realize there wasn't a 3-year plan. They might have been coaching for their jobs, but it was a debacle. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Ed in Maine wants to chime in on Mayo versus Valentine. What's up, Ed?
How you doing? Great show, guys. I definitely think the Valentine era was better, simply because Mayo left us with, somehow he was able to lose the number one draft pick. So, I mean, that could leave a mark for 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's terrible, but keep it up, guys.
All right, thanks, Ed. Thanks for the call. Quick trigger figure from Stiz. Behind the scenes here, usually I'm the one you blame if you cut somebody off, but if somebody gets cut off today, my mouse isn't working, there's something going on with the call screener, so Stiz is bringing calls up and down. So you get cut off, text line, you get angry at somebody for dropping you too quick, whatever it is, that's Stiz. But he's right. There are lasting effects of, you could have had Travis Hunter, like whatever you wanted to do, whatever you would have done, or just traded that first pick for a boatload, which would have paid dividends down the road, future first round picks. I think people have already sort of forgotten that, which is weird. Another great job by Mike Vrabel, because with lesser turnover and hope in the offseason, we might still be bitching about that and lamenting that.
Yeah.
So he has done a nice job, not just changing the internal culture.
Yeah.
But also the external culture around here.
It's a great point. I mean, up until the Red Sox winning 10 games in a row and becoming relevant once again, our entire conversation was, thank God the Patriots are about to start training camp, because I am sick and tired of talking about the other three teams in Boston sports. Imagine telling yourself that in February, after you just acquired Crochet and after you just signed Bregman, and then after the Celtics looked like they were poised for another run for another title, you know, Bruins notwithstanding. But to say that the Patriots had the most optimism around them just months removed from that debacle, that's pretty damn well done.
Coming up, we need to touch on something big that happened last night at Gillette Stadium, but it has nothing to do with the Patriots or the Revs. It's about Coldplay. I utilized it in my three-point stance, but we got to dig a little deeper here. When you're going to go on a date, the last place you want to end up is a Jumbotron. But, well, things happen in life. It comes at you fast. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So that was a clip from Gillette Stadium last night. That was the audio. There is very interesting video that goes with it that I'm sure most of you have seen because...
Fitzy film it?
No, Fitzy didn't film it. He wasn't there.
Too bad.
He was making his wife angry by talking about her digestive issues on the radio, among other things. But that was a man and a woman that was popped up on one of these fan cams on the big Jumbotron that was part of the stage for Coldplay. And Chris Martin nailed the hell out of it, is all I can say. And this is one of those, I don't know if he's proud that he nailed the hell out of it, feels bad that he nailed the hell out of it, but when the couple was put on the screen, they realized they were on the screen. Immediately, the man who has his arms wrapped around the woman in front of him,
yeah,
ducks and dives down out of the picture to get his head off screen. She covers her face initially. Then she exits the screen to her right. The people down in front of them in whatever box or wherever they are laughing.
Yeah, they're like, honestly, the faces are, oh, those idiots got caught.
And
that's
so
kind of what it looked like.
It comes out, if you can look this up real quick, Dan, I would. You got the name of the CEO of Astronomer?
Yeah, so Astronomer CEO Andy Byron and the firm's chief human resources officer, Kristen Cabot, scrambled to hide their faces.
Say and then cheese. Were caught. Get it? Cabot cheese. Fitzy wasn't here, so I had to do it. I needed a cheesy joke.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Just what we needed. So there's a screenshot of the two of them right as they're – it's perfect. It's perfect.
They were caught.
I mean, they're locked in. They are. They're,
oh, yeah, they're loving
along.
The show.
Absolutely.
They're vibing
they
with each other.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what's going on below the chest line. They're feeling good. Whatever. They're having fun at a concert. Man and woman.
That's
nothing
right.
Wrong with that. Except.
They went somewhere with cameras and a Jumbotron and God knows how many tens of thousands of people that they slammed into there.
And there's two issues here. Two significant issues here.
Okay.
I don't even know about her, Miss P, HR chief.
Kristen.
Well, she just got the promotion.
I wonder how she got that.
Yeah, she just got that promotion like a year ago.
Oh, no.
So he's married. We know this. This has
she
all
is
been
married
snuffed
as well.
Out. She is also married. And if there's one pairing of people at an organization that I feel like can't do this. It's frowned upon at most levels of organizations.
And the idea is just like generally frowned upon, like in society, you know?
Don't scoop ice cream out of the company ice cream container kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But the CEO and the head of HR, as a texter said earlier, every employee or former employee reprimanded by that HR personnel has a gripe or more. Like, this could be lawsuits. This could be like...
Yeah.
I mean, whoever she got promoted over, if she got promoted, if she got the job. Like, there are so many tentacles and all beyond just the, like, you know, we just watch this like, oh, shoot, you got caught. This is funny. Or like, there's a lot that's going on here in those lives. I don't know if they have kids. Like,
right.
Imagine if this is your dad.
He definitely has kids.
Imagine if this is your dad and you're like, that's not mom.
Well, so immediately, obviously,
woman?
Comments start coming in on. And that's the thing. Like, if you're going to cheat with your chest out, because their reactions.
Her or him.
Both of them. Their reactions made this thing a million times worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but this is instinct. That was instinct. Yeah, I agree. If they had just stayed there hugging and dancing.
There's a chance none of this happens.
I think it's a really good chance. It's a 99.9% chance no one looks at this twice. It would be very random. Even if it gets on socials, it kind of bounces around it.
Yes.
This went viral so fast because of the reaction and because of Chris Martin. And that's the one part I hit. Like,
If I'm the CEO,
Andy, whatever, like.
Yeah.
You
that might be a lifetime feud.
Yes.
Might be a lifetime Coldplay feud.
Oh, you think is it possible that this was done intentionally?
No. I do not think so. But I think you're
targeted.
That guy. I think if you're that guy, in 5 years from now, you're in Target and Coldplay comes on the speaker, you just throw something, just cause, you know. And immediately the internet's gone internet, and they found the wife's Facebook, they found her LinkedIn, and immediately she was inundated with comments like, hey, check out your husband, go get that money, girl. And she has now since deactivated her Facebook, but before she did that, she changed her last name so that it was no longer the husband's last name.
So she wanted out. So I have a couple questions here. First of all, Stiz, you did the research. He is the CEO of Astronomer.
Yeah. Astronomer, which is a New York-based tech company.
And valued at?
$1.3 billion.
Ooh. So not just like a mom-and-pop startup where they're hoping to make money someday. This is an actual company.
Oh, yeah. A lot of funds floating around.
B with a billion.
They just got received new funding of $93 million. So
I hope that check has already been cashed, because otherwise that could come back. Because if I'm investing in this company got a lot less positive.
Thomas
right
just asked a fair question. Who feels worse, Nick for not getting to go to the Coldplay concert or our guy Byron for getting to go to the concert?
I got to think it's Byron. He just lost $100 million. Or something, like, who knows? I don't know what his compensation is, but I'm sure he has stock options, and those guys that are CEOs of billion-dollar companies make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
But my question is there any chance, and this is immediately what I thought, I think the wife knows. She knows her husband has been
defend.
I don't know, for it to be out there in the public, like, you go to a concert, and I know, okay, so they're from New York? Is that what you said, Stiz?
Well, the company's based in New York, who knows?
So I just... To go to, they're in like a luxury suite at a concert. If it's that brazen, I feel like you've kind of been out there. You've kind of done this. You're kind of living it. She knows.
Then why dive out of the camera, though?
For the company
purposes.
That's what I said.
For the company purposes.
The look of, oh my God, everybody, like the venture capitalists that were investing hundreds of millions of dollars into the company see this. They see the HR chief is boinking the CEO. Immediately, I want my money back. Immediately, no, I am not investing in that corporation. Terrible leadership at that court. Like, you can't do that. You can't be seen publicly on camera, on social media, going viral. That can't happen. So that's my working theory. My working theory is the wife knew.
Because it's not like this guy, this guy has money, but he's not like some sports athlete or an actor where, you know, women are fawning over him all the time. Like, he's just some random business guy.
Oh, no. They're fawning because it just came in on the text line, and if this is true, his net worth is $70
million.
I think he's doing okay for himself. Okay for himself.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Have you ever seen Bill Belichick and Jordan? When you have a lot of money, you can find whatever you're looking for somewhere, somehow out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, there's a chance, but there's definitely a chance that she doesn't know, and this was the most embarrassing day of her life.
And my second take is, I would stay together if I were her. because the money's always there. I can divorce him, and this video's always there. I'm getting half the money, unless we signed a prenup or whatever. And even with a prenup, I bet you there's like extenuating circumstances where I just got paid, and now I have upper hand. So stay together, not only for the kids, but also the power that you have.
No way.
Break the man before you leave with his money.
You would look like an idiot in the public.
Why?
Are you kidding me? You're going to stay with this guy who just went viral?
Do you not watch TV and movies? This happens all the time. All the rich people have boyfriends, girlfriends. I watch a lot of this stuff. Ted probably reads a lot of this in his romance novels. Like, there's a whole different world there. I was reading a Harlan Coben book on my vacation about this. It was actually an NBA basketball coach character in the thing who was divorced and then remarried the woman just to have a wife because he needed it, but it was an open relationship. They didn't spend any time together.
Oh.
He dated. Everybody knew he dated, but he needed a wife for sort of the role.
Based
in
Boston?
The look. No, Milwaukee?
Okay.
I think he's the coach of the Bucks, or Milwaukee, maybe not the Bucks. I don't know if you're allowed to use Bucks in the story, but no, I think a lot of this stuff happens. I think we're naive to this because we're not in this tax bracket.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I think there's a lot of this that goes around in that highfalutin money world where couples aren't really couples all the time. They're couples when they need to be.
Nothing says love a lot of people, quite like revenge.
Ugh. Don't people assume this about half the presidents we've had recently? The Clintons, that it was just a relationship based on politics and public eye and success, or the current president, that's just a look. You got to have a first lady. They're not really, a true couple and married. I think this happens more than you think. That's my theory. That's my theory I'm sticking with. She's going to stay together for the power, and she already knew this was happening.
I'll put a Miller six-pack on it. She's out.
Okay.
Golden cans?
Okay. Golden
Miller
cans.
Miller six-pack, she's out.
That's
There's
his
no way.
Next girlfriend's name. He's not going to be able to afford the HR chief. It's Golden Cans up next. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk a little Red Sox. 5 o'clock hour. It's drive time, which means we are talking about the most important topic. And the most important topic in Boston sports right now is, what the hell are the Red Sox going to do coming out of the All-Star break? And at 5:30, it's Quiz with Stiz for the first time ever competing tonight in the visitor's corner, Dan Ball against the world heavyweight champion, Andy Hart. Quiz with Stiz, Red Sox, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.